the first thing I say about HBU is it's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. We look for young men of character, young men who not only can survive here academically and culturally, but can thrive at HBU. That is very important to us as a basketball program, is to find young men who can graduate from HBU, but also love and understand the culture of HBU and who we are as a Christian campus.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing program to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
We welcome HBU men's head basketball coach Ron Cottrell, and 16 years served as the athletic director at HBU and now the assistant athletic director, one of the longest coaching tenures, one of the most successful collegiate basketball head coaches in the NCAA. Ron has risen to the challenge of every level in which HBU has competed since he began his services in 1990. And you look so young, man.
I was very young back at that time. But yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me today.
Well, we're delighted. I mean, a long tenure and 452 wins. Tell me the secret of Ron Cottrell.
Well, I think I've been very blessed to have a supportive administration at HBU. To even imagine the fact that I've been here as long as I have and only had two presidents is pretty astounding. And
that
two
is.
Presidents that were terrifically supportive of not only us as coaches and what we do on the court or the field of competition, but supportive of who we are and how we bring in young men and women to our programs and really try to help mentor them. And so I've been so blessed to be surrounded by administration and assistant coaches and people all over our campus that have made this job so much easier than it could be easily if things weren't so supportive.
And give us your background. Are you a Texan from here?
I was born in Arkansas and really kind of bounced back and forth. It's kind of funny. People in Texas think I'm from Arkansas and people from Arkansas think I'm from Texas. I was born
that.
In Magnolia, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Spent my early childhood there. Bounced around Louisiana a little bit and then went to junior high and high school here in Houston. Went to Fondren Junior High at the time, now middle school, and then Westbury High School. But then went back to the University of Arkansas for college and then after school was able to be an assistant coach at the University of Arkansas for Nolan Richardson. And then when the job opened here and was able to be fortunate enough to get the position, came back to home, as I would call it, and have not left and have enjoyed every minute of it.
1990, 27 years. That's amazing. And your family, tell us about your family.
Jackie, my wife, we've been married since 1987, and we met each other while we were in school at the U of A, and she's an Arkansas girl from Cabot, Arkansas, and we have two lovely daughters. One is a grad student here at HBU now, got her undergrad here, and now is in graduate school and working for me and on our staff here in the basketball program. That's Scotland, and then Sidney Ann is my younger daughter. She is a sophomore athletically, a junior academically at A&M Corpus Christi, actually in the Southland Conference, competing against HBU. So that's kind of interesting at times. She's down there at A&M Corpus Christi, loves it, pre-med major down there, and really doing well.
You know, what a beautiful story that you have of tenure and family. And you are a surrogate father to some of these athletes, aren't you?
Yeah, it's certainly part of the job. There's no doubt about that. Certainly, especially when you recruit so many guys from all over the country, you get adopted as a family for those guys. And my wife is very much involved in that as well, to kind of take that gap up for them that when mom and dad aren't close by, to be able to kind of help continue to mentor them and help them grow and understanding what's going on in college and how to get through the whole college process and grow to be young men. And I take that very seriously, but I have to say that I have some assistant coaches that do an unbelievable job as well. And really, we do it all as a family together. And we really believe in family. And you know, that's a word that's talked about a lot in college athletics, but I really think that we really do live it out with the way we work with our guys as a whole staff and a whole community within our program. I've had one assistant that's been with me from the very beginning.
Wow.
And it started out as a student here and a manager for us, and then became an assistant for me, has been with me all the way through. Stephen Key and his wife's an HBU grad, and he as well. So, and then I've had a number of other assistants who've come through. It's currently Judd Kenny and Keith Berard have been with me for a number of years. And I think together we kind of do this thing. And certainly, I'm the head coach, but it certainly isn't me alone by any stretch. It is a group effort to be able to mentor these guys and see them grow as young men.
And as you scout for talent and recruit students, what's the story you tell them about the HBU Huskies?
Well, probably the first thing I say about HBU is it's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. We look for young men of character, young men who not only can survive here academically and culturally, but can thrive at HBU. That is very important to us as a basketball program, is to find young men who can graduate from HBU, but also love and understand the culture of HBU and who we are as a Christian campus. And it doesn't mean that every young man comes here as a Christian, but we do look for young men who are a high character. And certainly we've had a number of young men come to know the Lord while they've been in our program. And so it is the first thing we talk about is, look, you're going to be held to a standard on and off the court that maybe you wouldn't be at some other institutions. But we think that's what sets us apart as an institution, as a basketball program, is we want young men of character, solid academically, and obviously can compete at the Division I level. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it an interesting task to go out and recruit, because you have to really do your homework and find the right men for HBU. And I think we've been pretty successful at doing that.
Division I puts it in a whole different ball game, doesn't it?
No doubt. No doubt. It's exciting. It's fun. You're competing against the very best in the country every day you step on the court. And as coaches, as competitors, as players, that's what you want to do. And so it is fun.
We're talking to head basketball coach Ron Cottrell about the HBU Husky. Steve Maniacci, the director of athletics, says he is well loved by his players, and we're fortunate to have a man of Ron's caliber leading our men's basketball program.
Those are nice words.
Yeah, those are nice words from a man who knows.
Yeah, Steve and I have been friends for a long time. I was the athletic director at the time that Steve came on board at HBU, and I hired him as the associate AD, and with kind of in mind that we were going to at some point in time do some other things with the program. I knew that being athletic director and head men's basketball coach was going to be difficult as the transition to Division I was going on, and so brought Steve in to help with that process. He had a wealth of experience over at Rice, knew that because he knew Houston and kind of knew who we were as a department and as a university, that he would fit in really well. And then that was an easy transition over to him becoming the athletic director, and me kind of stepping over to the associate athletic director's position and just kind of really being someone to kind of help him and he can lean on is for advice and let him do the day-to-day dirty work of being an AD, the nuts and bolts of administering the department. But still be able to be there and just be a friend and be able to help as I can.
Let me just transpose myself. First, I'm a parent, and I've got a son, and I'm looking at basketball, and I'm mm-hmm. looking at HBU.
Mm-hmm.
And, we the world we live in, it's got so many challenges on young yeah. people and all the moral yeah. corrosion. What would you say to a parent that's got a talented child that's considering HBU?
Well, the first thing I would say is the stability that we lend because of the number of years that we've been at HBU is very important. Too often you see young men sign with a coach, and at some point in time during their career, they go through one or two or maybe three coaches, and that becomes a difficult transition sure. when you're going into different staffs that maybe have different philosophies and different ways of doing things, and you aren't the guy that they recruited, and so they're looking at different types of players, and that becomes a difficult college time for athletes in that position. The fact that we have stability here and have had the support that we've had from our administration really is something that we can lean on when we go out recruit and talk to parents about, you're going to have a staff that's going to be here and going to be able to mentor you. your young man all the way through the college time. You know, I think that's the first thing. They want to know that they're going to be taken care of, that, mm-hmm. that their son is in a position where people really do care about them. And that's the thing that we talk to parents about more than anything else. We may not have the flashiest facilities in the conference.
Not yet.
Certainly.
Not yet.
And certainly we're working on that. There's no doubt about that. But we have people who are going to build relationships with their son and really going to help them grow as young men. And so I think that's the first thing that we talk about more than anything else, about relationships. And then we talk about educational experiences and what HBU is like and the culture of HBU and how they're going to be able to fit in and grow academically, athletically, and spiritually. And then we talk about the level of play and how they're going to be able to play at the highest level and really enjoy their time playing. And we play a style of basketball that's pretty fun for guys to want to play. We get the ball up and down the court. We led the conference in scoring last year. And so the, wow. you know, young men like that. And so I think the parents feel like we're not going to try to fit them into a mold and certainly a philosophy that doesn't fit their young man. And so we want to be able to give them that freedom to be able to play basketball and use the gifts that they were given.
You know, character lessons and having a coach that emulates that is just priceless today.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a lot of talented players that are unfortunately morally bankrupt, or they have horrific character problems. And we see it, you know, every week in the news. You see it and I see it.
Yeah, there's no doubt you see a lot of it in the news. I think what's overlooked is there are so many kids. You know, the small percentage is what gets publicized.
Sure, of course.
There's so many people who are doing it right, who are doing the right things and really going about it the right way and are model student athletes and terrific coaches. Unfortunately, in today's world, we see all the bad things that go on, and that's
right.
what's getting publicized
sure.
too many times. But I think that's our job is to try to do it the right way and give these guys great experiences and the foundation to be able to go on with their lives.
And Division I, so if I'm an athlete and I'm thinking about HBU, mm-hmm. what is the opportunity for me if I can make the team?
Well, there's 351 Division I programs around the country. We're in the Southland Conference, 13 athletic programs in the Southland Conference, and certainly it is a terrific level of basketball. We're going to be playing one of the toughest schedules in the country. I think last year our non-conference schedule was second in the country as far as strength of schedule.
Wow.
This year's schedule, I think, will be very, very similar. So you're going to be challenged. If you want to know what it's going to be like to be a Division I college athlete, you're going to find out real quick when you step on the court against a Michigan State like we are this year, or Indiana like we did last year, or Virginia Tech, or Vanderbilt, or whoever you want to name. So the fact that you're going to be playing against the very, very best in the country, that's Division I athletics, and that's what you're going to experience when you come to HBU.
Ron Cottrell is our guest today, the head basketball coach at HBU Huskies. Tell me about the style that you have adopted as a coach in basketball.
Well, I think first thing people need to know is if they know anything about the history of college basketball, Nolan Richardson should ring a bell with a lot of people
sure.
in the basketball world. He played a style of basketball that had a particular term that they call it 40 minutes of, and I turned it into 40 minutes of heck at HBU because I didn't think it would really go over well with the term that we used at Arkansas. But certainly that style really is what we adopted when we first came here, and certainly it continued with some modifications, understanding that we're not going to quite have the athlete that maybe we had at Arkansas when we were going to the Final Four with some really high-level NBA players. But I love playing that style of basketball. I love being able to get up and down the floor and really let our guys play open offensively, but then hold them to a really stringent level of defensive intensity and really get after people defensively and really pressure and play a fun style that's going to be open. And I think it's great for fans to come watch play.
Yeah. Now, how many are on the squad and what does it take to be a first stringer?
Well, there's 13 scholarship players that we typically have two or three, or this year four walk-ons. So we're at 17, which is a really high number on our team.
Mm-hmm.
The recruiting process to be a part part of our program is you know, they say that recruiting is not a science. It's not an exact science, certainly by any stretch, but it certainly is something that we spend a lot of time on as coaches, and we go out and find the very best all over the country. And so it's a very difficult process to get into a Division I program and be recruited by a Division I coach. And understand that we have different levels of academic standards at HBU than the vast majority of Division I schools, because we do expect our guys to be successful academically, and HBU is a rigorous school.
It is.
And so we have to really go and find the right guys, as I was talking about at the very beginning, just not just the character part and understanding the culture, but the guys who can do well here academically. And so it's really a difficult thing to be a Division I college athlete at a private academic Christian institution like ours, and that's what makes our job sometimes challenging, but I think in a lot of ways fun, because we need to go out and find guys who fit that mold, so to speak. But when we get those guys here, we're really working with high quality young men. So it's difficult to go out and find the people that we want at HBU, but I wouldn't trade for anything.
Now, how many games are there in a season?
30 or so, and then you get into conference tournament and postseason play and all those kinds of things. But 30 is generally the regular season.
And who are you playing in this season?
We start out with Providence up in Rhode Island, very first game of the year. Then we have a home opener against Arlington Baptist here, and then we go to Belmont and play in a tournament. And then we play Virginia Tech and Michigan State and Vanderbilt, Oklahoma State. We've got Texas State coming here this year, and we'll go to their place next year. We play at UTSA this year, and they'll come here the following year. We have played Rice the last few years, not on the schedule this year, but we hope to get them back on our schedule soon. Then we get into conference play, and obviously our conference, when you talk about Stephen F. Austin and Lamar and Sam Houston State and A&M Corpus Christi, it's a tough conference, and we're excited about what's going to happen in conference play this year.
Memorable games, memorable seasons, memorable athletes.
Have a few.
Give me some stories.
Yeah, I hate to point out particular players, because I never would want to subtract from anyone, because we've had a number of really, really great players here. And, you know, the 2002-03 team certainly stands out. Went 31-3 and finished number one in the country on the NAI level. And so that's certainly a team that really stands out. But we had a team 2 years later that had a very similar record, and we finished the year because of injuries with only 8 guys. And so we may not have been the number one team in the country, but we finished, I think, 12th or 13th that year. But because of the adversity they had gone through, those 8 guys are very, very much etched in my mind, because they really fought through things to be able to win a conference championship and go to the national tournament and things like that. Very first team that I ever coached here. A lot of freshmen that we brought in when we started the program and started from scratch. Won 7 games the first year. We weren't a very good ball club, to be honest with you, on the court. But the next year we won 14 games. And the next year we won 17 games. And in their senior year we won 21 games. And so those guys really set the foundation for us back in the early 90s. And so those guys are very memorable to me, because they really came in and established what HBU is all about from the very beginning. And then the guys who helped us make the transition to Division I, very much the same type of thing as we went through in the early 90s, we went through in the early 2000s with those guys making that transition. So those guys, while the wins may not have been as good some teams that we've had, their commitment to HBU and seeing the foundation being laid at this level, it really is etched in my mind.
Well, was it a big adjustment to go to Division I?
Bigger than you can ever imagine. I mean, we had great teams. Don't get me wrong. Our NEI teams, there are some of the better NEI teams we had could very easily have competed in the Southland Conference. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, we had some very high-powered teams that really could do some special things. But to build a program on the Division I level with the recruiting year in and year out and the scheduling that we have to play and the types of teams that you play against every single game on the Division I level is certainly awe-inspiring. And sometimes you sit back and go, you know, how exactly are we going to get this done? But I think if you've seen our team grow as we've gotten into the Southland Conference, we've been able to step up to that challenge, much like that team I talked about in the early 90s. They went from 7 to 14 to 17 to 21 wins. We went from our first year in the Southland 4 years ago, finishing 13th, dead last in the league. Mm-hmm. We were the last team. Then the next year we finished 7th. And then the next year we finished fourth. And then last year we finished second and one game from winning the conference championship. So we've been able to kind of go through that process again.
Now, and what is the preparation for the game that you're really trying to instill in the players, mentally, physically, spiritually, the whole bit?
Certainly the preparation for an individual game, we have a lot of prep time that we use for an opponent with scouting reports and all the film that watching that we do and all that. But to putting together of a team is to me the most fun thing of what I do. Finding guys who mesh together and have the personalities to make up the chemistry you've got to have to be able to win at this level is fun. I mean, to me, that's enjoyable to, because we aren't looking for the 13 best players that we can possibly get. And people might not understand that. We're looking for the 13 guys who play together the best.
Yes.
And so you have to have a system and an understanding of who you are as an institution and who you are as a program to find the right 13 guys to put together to make your program have the best opportunity to be successful. So that's the first thing you do is how are we going to put together different types of players, different types of positions on the floor and skill sets and personalities, on and off the court. And how are they going to, I mean, even to the point of who lives with who over in the apartments or the dorms. And so that they get along and they fit together as a team. Those are all things that we think about as coaches. And so that's things you may not think about.
Sure.
People think I just roll it up and you play basketball and you may practice a few days a week. There's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And when you think about those that excel, they have talent, but then they move to that peak performance level. Do you see that transition of these players and putting it together? Is it gradual? Is it immediate?
It depends. And sometimes it depends on position.
Right.
I think as basketball coaches, we typically see point guards make that transition to college athletics and college basketball. They've been leaders their whole life. They played the point guard position, much like a quarterback on a football team,
right,
or whatever. And so they typically make that transition a little bit quicker. But everybody's different, even in that regard. But post guys typically take a little bit longer to make that transition because they have gone their whole lives with being growing at an interesting rate. I mean, we got a 6'11 post guy right now, Josh Ibarra, who's one of the best post players in our league, who it took a little while for Josh to grow into what does it take for me to be successful in this position. That a lot of times post guys have inferiority complexes because they are the biggest guy in their class or whatever. And so it takes them a little while to overcome that. The personalities of post guys is very different than the personalities of a point guard. And so you have to really take into account how do these guys all fit together and how quickly are they going to grow.
We're talking to head basketball coach Ron Cottrell here at HBU. And just really want to zero back in on how faith. I mean, faith means something to you. You embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
And the confessional statement of HBU is Jesus Christ is Lord. And we all unapologetically embrace it. And yet God has graced our campus with people that maybe don't even understand that when they come.
Yeah.
And I love that wide open gate.
Yeah.
You know, I was a pot smoking kind of heck raising kid and before somebody introduced me to faith in Christ. How has faith, the instilling and maturing these young men during the season, how do you do that?
Well, first of all, I think I grew up in a Christian home and came to know the Lord at a young age and really have lived the Christian life in many ways, in ebbs and flows, obviously, but most of my adult life. And so I think we as Christians on our campus, the main thing that we do is we love our guys. That's the first thing I do. I never try to beat them over the head with our faith.
Sure.
I never demand that they do something that's outside of their comfort zone to the point where it turns them off. I challenge them at times about being involved in who they are and what they're going to do and how they treat themselves, how they treat others, and how they respond to situations in a context as a Christian, and even a non-Christian, that may make them a little uncomfortable at times. But I'm never going to force my faith or our faith as an institution down their throat. We've had guys of all faiths in our program.
Sure.
And I think the number one thing that we can do is plant the seed, and the seed to me is loving on them and making them feel comfortable with who they are and who we are, and let them know we really care about them as people, number one, and kind of who they are inside that skin, not what they do on the basketball court or in the classroom, but who are you inside your own body, and what type of person are you? And I think, my wife and I are very, very devoted to our church and very involved in our church and do a lot of things around our church, but this is really in a lot of ways our ministry.
Absolutely.
And we have felt for a number of years that we're put in this position. I had someone say to me a long time ago that, coaches, particularly coaches on a Christian campus, it's much like a minister. It's a calling. It's not just a job. It's really a calling to be in a position that I'm in.
We are so blessed to have you, Coach Cottrell. We think about your years here and all the lives you've impacted. It's such an honor to have you a part of the HBU team. I want to just ask you before I let you go.
Okay.
We all have mentors, and this John Wooden, I've got to tell you, although I'm probably not the basketball buff you are, I just love the way he lived his life. And I recently listened to a podcast where Tony Robbins was interviewing Coach Wooden when he was alive. And after his wife died, all those letters he put by the pillow. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, the who's who came through him, but they remember so many character lessons he taught them. Who's your mentor? What did Wooden mean to you? What do others, as you look around?
Well, I think that's a hard question for me to answer with one or two people. There's so many different people who shape who I am. I grew up in College Park Baptist Church as a junior high and high school student, right across the street, right across Beechnut from the campus.
Wow.
And Cecil Sewell was our pastor. And, uh-huh. and Cecil was a terrific pastor and friend and someone I really looked up to in those younger years and really felt as though I had a connection with him. And really, he led me towards kind of where I was heading. Another person who was actually a music minister there at College Park was Leroy Krolchek. Leroy worked at HBU for a time after that, and we spent a lot of time together, and really he helped me grow as a Christian when I was younger. And then from a basketball point of view, Nolan Richardson is my mentor on the court. But really the person who led me into coaching was Eddie Sutton. Eddie Sutton was at Arkansas at that time.
Yeah.
Coach Sutton's had his own demons along the way, but what an unbelievable coach and someone who really cared about his players and really helped them grow. And I watched him throughout my college days. I was fortunate enough to develop a relationship with him while I was doing some TV work and things like that in Fayetteville. And he really let me inside his program in a lot of ways. And I understood what it meant to be a coach. That title carries something very special.
Yes.
To be a coach. That when someone calls you coach, that's not just any title, and that means something about how you treat people and how you mentor people. And so, there's been a number of people who've helped me along in that process in different phases of my life.
Well, Coach, we're excited about the HBU Huskies. We do want to hit the website, hbuhuskies.com, to learn more about HBU athletics. 17 Division I programs in the athletic department of Houston Baptist University. And just some final thoughts. I mean, what has been? I mean, looking at these 20, I mean, you look so fresh. I thought you might walk in here and look a little more haggard after 27 years, but you look healthy. They must be running you down the court. But what is some of the, what has been the memorable look back of these 27 years?
Well, I think the first thing I would say is it has never been a job. It has been something that I've enjoyed getting up. I rarely ever have to set my alarm. I get up in the morning ready to go and excited about what comes next and what we're going to do next to make this team, this program, make the next step. And coaching is a puzzle. And each year the puzzle changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to figure out what are the right pieces and how do you put them together correctly. And that's what I kind of enjoy. I enjoy putting that puzzle together, whether it's recruiting or on the court tactically or staff-wise or whatever it is. I enjoy those processes. And I think that, to me, for to have an institution that, first of all, I love, And I really believe in who we are as an institution and to be embraced by the community of HBU as much as I have been over the years and my family has been throughout all the years is really fun for me. I enjoy that every day. It's never been a job to me. And I think that's what thrives me, you know, pushes me and makes me thrive to be our best.
Well, we are certainly thrilled that you came by today, and we want to invite you to check out the different 17 Division I athletic programs at Houston Baptist University, and of course, HBU basketball. I love that shirt you have on. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
At HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.